Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome into Sports Talk. A very warm day in Central Kentucky, and Action Jackson Reams here taking over the hosting duties for Greg Horn, who is out for the day. Got a great show lined up for you today. Have Brian Milam from WKYT in our second segment. He'll continue to help us break down how this Kentucky season ended and also be able to give us some insight on the UK baseball team. He was a former baseball player himself, so I'm sure he'll have plenty to share with us about that. Joined here today by my father, Rick Reams. And before we get started, want to thank McGee's Bakery for being our sponsor of the day. They've been around for over 60 years, so you know they're doing something right. And the something is anything that they provide for you over at McGee's Bakery. Delicious food that they offer. They do lunches as well as breakfast. And I would definitely encourage you to head over there, get some food, and let them know that you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk, and we would greatly appreciate it. Well, first of all, what I have to do for the third straight day and what we've done with every guest that we've had on the show this week, got to ask you what your parting thoughts are on this Kentucky season. It ended with the buzzer beater shot by Luke May, who will now live in infamy, probably not to the point of Christian Laettner. A game I was actually surprisingly okay with how it ended and the fact that UK season was over.
Actually, Jackson, well, first of all, let me apologize. I know I sound like I'm talking in a cave, and I'm not. It's just that's my voice today. But, you know, I felt the same way. I actually, with seven, when we got down seven there at the very end, I looked at your mom and just told her, I said, well, that's it's done. And so then when we came all the way back with those amazing three-point shots, you know, the only thing, I just knew that they would at least get a shot off. I really thought it was going to go into overtime, and I thought we would have a good chance in the overtime. Was I disappointed? Absolutely. You know, I had Kentucky winning in this bracket. I had North Carolina winning in other brackets. But, you know, Jackson, the when we lost to UCLA earlier in the year, I told people, I said, you know what, we'll see them again in the tournament and we'll beat them, which we did. And then I guess I had another omen come true when we beat North Carolina in Las Vegas. I said, I don't want to see them again in the tournament. And we ended up seeing them, and they did go ahead and beat us. I'm with everyone else. I just think it's a real shame that that game wasn't an Elite Eight. That should have been a Final Four game, if not the final game. But you play them the way they're lined up. You know, the overall, I think it was a good season. We still see some things that that Calipari's teams are a little bit weak on. But the one thing I am impressed with this team, Jackson, was how much better they got on the defensive end. Because about the middle of the year, when their offense started sputtering a little bit, and maybe it was more that other teams kind of figured out how to guard them, we had to step up defensively. And when you see our great one-and-done players going out and wanting to play defense, I think that's a good sign, of things to come. You know, I have to real quickly talk about the referee issue. I thought the first half, as you said yesterday or the other day before, was just atrociously officiated. You and I have both refereed basketballs. Sometimes you have
not good, very well in my case.
Sometimes you have good games and sometimes you have bad games. But I really wasn't upset with the calls that were made. I was more upset with the non-calls. But you know, when the game's over, the game's over. And I'm sure none of our fans, none of our listeners would be the ones that would go to Facebook and get on his roofing company and then, you know, death threats and all that. Folks, there's a lot more in life than this. There's a lot more in life, that's important stuff than basketball. So just enjoy it while it's here. And hey, the season ended a little earlier than we wanted to, but overall, to answer your question, after a very long dissertation, I was pleased.
Oh, okay. Well, I was wondering, we are getting to that. No, I'm just kidding. I agree with a lot of your sentiments there. I thought it was a great season. Unfortunate that they didn't get any further. But, again, you play who I think will be your eventual national champion in the Elite Eight and give them everything they wanted. I thought it was a fantastic game. And one of those teams had to be out. And, unfortunately, it was just Kentucky this time. But we had a chance last night to be able to kind of turn the page. The McDonald's All-American game was on. Every year, I feel like I really enjoy this McDonald's All-American game. And then Greg Horn yesterday just shatters the glass, tells me that he can't watch those games because of how it reminds him so much of the NBA All-Star games with no defense. And he's right, but I don't feel like I ever recognized that before. Then last night, about 20 minutes into the game, I realized that it had started. I had already missed the start. Tried to start watching it. Really couldn't. I mean, I couldn't watch much of it. It's just so much transition offense. No one really playing much defense. And it ended up being a 109-107 win for the West. Kentucky players really very modest last night. The four combined for 19 points and 20 rebounds. I'm sure you didn't pay attention to it probably very much at all. But was it any different for you this year than in previous years about how much you would have paid attention to it?
Not necessarily. You know, Jackson, I did. I saw the end where the East team actually could have tied it with a two or won it with a three. And I was interested to see what would happen. And it was interesting that the competitive flow came out in those players.
All the Kentucky guys were out at
yes,
that point.
And that's what I mean. Yeah, I wanted to see how the defense would go. And they played tough defense. You know what, Jackson? This is like any other game, all-star game, whatever. Watch SportsCenter the next morning. You'll see the best highlights. You don't have to sit through a boring, terrible game. And it's fun to watch. But as you said, the problem was, our players didn't play very well, so there weren't many highlights of them. But I think we're going to talk in a little bit. But the kid that's going to Alabama, Colin Sexton, wow, he put on a show. He won the dunk contest, and then he just continued last night with these unbelievable passes, and he was a lot of fun to watch.
I thought he was one of the guys who really stood out to me in the short time I was watching. Michael Porter Jr., who is considered the number one player in the class by many and will head to Missouri, was really impressive with 17 points, 8 rebounds, and he was rewarded with the game's MVP. And then Muhammad Bamba, who Kentucky is targeting, looked really good. He had 17 points, 5 rebounds, and he actually did play defense.
Yes.
He was trying to protect the rim. At one point, he blocked Michael Porter so well that he just grabbed the ball out of midair, and they ended up calling it a jump ball. But I was impressed with him. The Kentucky guys, I mean, Quade Green looked pretty good, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. P.J. Washington added in 7 points and 5 rebounds. But then Jared Vanderbilt and Nick Richards really didn't do much of anything, both finished with just 2 points and about 4 rebounds. So I think it's more fun when the Kentucky guys really stand out, and since they didn't last night, along with the fact that Greg Horn shattered the entire part of that game for me, I just felt like that this game I didn't pay nearly as much attention to as I would have in years past.
You mentioned something yesterday, and I wanted to ask you about this because I don't know who it is. You said that we had 4 players in there, but only 3 were signed. Who has not signed yet?
Either P.J. Washington or Jared Vanderbilt. I think it's Vanderbilt.
Okay.
Is the kid who he hasn't officially signed, But he's doing one of those where he's committed, and I think he's signed some financial stuff maybe, but hasn't done a letter of intent yet.
Okay.
And because of that, Kentucky actually can't formally comment on him. And John Calipari can't formally comment on him. So if you were on Twitter last night, the numbers they shared, you know, I said the four guys combined for 19 points, 20 rebounds. The numbers they shared were a little bit different because they aren't allowed to talk about the one guy who hasn't signed anything yet. But I don't think there's any concern about him not showing up. I think it's just something he decided he was going to do a little bit differently than the rest of the class did.
Yeah, that's, you know, and Brandon Knight, I believe, did that also, signed a grant and aid. There's something, I don't understand it, but there's some loophole that gives you that signing a letter of intent doesn't, and maybe it gives you an out. I don't know. But, you know, Jackson, the one thing I did want to see is I was not familiar with, I had seen Bamba and Knox, but I'd never seen them play against each other. And I wanted to see that, how that would go. And in all honesty, I think Bamba is maybe more of what we need because he is that rim protector. You know, that's the one thing we've been missing. This year, Derek Willis ended up being one of our best shot blockers. Bam really wasn't that big of a threat at shot blocking. So I think Bamba would be a great one. And I know the one thing, our four recruits did a great job recruiting those other guys all weekend.
Yeah, apparently they were relentless all week trying to get those two. Sounds like Kentucky is in a better position with Muhammad Bamba. And so we'll hope they can stay on that track. Kevin Knox had 15 points and 3 rebounds last night, shot the ball a lot, but he is the shooter that Kentucky is looking to try to add on. And if they don't get him, like I said yesterday, sounds like they've reached out to some other 4-star shooting guards, and I'm sure they'll be able to get at least someone else to come in for that class. They'll be back at it Friday at 10 p.m. on ESPN2. It'll be the Nike Hoop Summit. Quade Green, Jared Vanderbilt, and Nick Richards are back in that game. And then you'll switch out P.J. Washington. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will be in that game, who you haven't gotten to see yet. And then, of course, Muhammad Bamba and Kevin Knox. So you can keep an eye on that. But like I said, I think Greg Horn ruined all of these for me now. Well, when we come back in our next segment, we're going to talk with Brian Milam of WKYT, have plenty of Kentucky stuff to wrap up, see what his thoughts were, and just encourage everyone to stay with us right here on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT. Action Jackson Reams hosting today while Greg Horn is out.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has 2 locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Each show, we like to take a minute to thank one of our long-term sponsors, Asbury University. Did you know that with graduation rates 2 to 5 times higher than public universities in Kentucky and retention rates better than any school in the regional college rankings, that Asbury was named the number one college in the South in 2015 by U.S. News and World Report and has been in the top 5 every year since 2012? If a nationally ranked private education at an affordable price interests you or your student at home, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With 3 convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah. Must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the 6 steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, our second segment of the day. No Greg Horn, he is out, so Action Jackson Reams here with my father, Rick Reams. We're joined on the line right now by Brian Milam of WKYT, guy we haven't talked to in a couple of weeks. And since we last talked to you, Kentucky went on a big-time run in basketball, won the SEC tournament, made it all the way to the Elite Eight, and then things ended against North Carolina last weekend. So what were your thoughts on the season as a whole, Brian?
Well, I think any time you go to the Elite Eight, you go to a region final, you win 32 games, you win the SEC regular season, and you win the SEC tournament championship, it's not a failure. And I know a lot of people say, well, nothing but a national title will work. Well, last time I checked, Kentucky has been playing basketball for 100-plus years, and we've only won 8 titles, so I guess that means there's been a lot of failure, right? I know that people look at all of the great recruits that Calipari brings in year after year after year, and they just, I guess, automatically think that because you have such wonderful recruits that you should win every single ball game. And obviously we know that doesn't happen in the NBA, doesn't happen in Major League Football, and hadn't happened in professional football since 1972. So I don't know what people expect, but apparently it's not enough sometimes.
Yeah, it definitely has plenty of expectations here, especially in Big Blue Nation. But those outside have seemed to be the loudest detractors of Coach Cal. Now, I wanted to switch a little bit. You, as a sports broadcaster in Lexington, get to cover these teams every single season, see all the new faces, and then you, just as much as everyone else, have to turn the page when they all head out. What will you miss about the guys on this team when you have to think about it coming into a new team next year?
I will miss the openness that De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk gave us in interviews. Of the freshmen, anyway, they were gregarious. They were smiling most of the time, especially Malik Monk. I can see that guy running for a political office one of these days, just because if he didn't say what you wanted him to say, he would actually say, "Well, tell me what you want me to say, and I'll say it." You know, so he was always a lot of fun to be around. All of the kids really were. You know, there are times when certain players can be surly. You know, we're human beings. We all have emotions. But you never really felt that with these guys. You know, they all had their own unique personalities. I will miss Dominique Hawkins. I've been with him now, so to speak, for 8 years. And I've been in Lexington for 7. So I kind of felt like I came in with him a little bit, and he's going out. He will be sorely missed because he always smiles. There really wasn't a bad guy on the team. And in years past, you had a couple of guys who you just tried to avoid at all costs if you could.
Yeah, I thought it seemed like, at least from the few times I was able to talk to guys, that there were a lot of really good guys on the team. And Derek Willis and Dominique Hawkins, just those special Kentucky guys. I think it'll be strange to not have any of those kind of glue guys on the team for the next couple of years, right?
Well, you say that now, but, you know, guys can morph into a new role. You know, when everybody gets here, they have visions of grandeur that they're going to be a unanimous All-American. They're going to be consensus All-American across the board. They're going to be an All-Star, the number one draft pick. I mean, everybody thinks that when they get here, and that doesn't happen. So now it's time for those guys who will be returning to be the glue guys, if they stay, which I think they will. Winyon Gabriel, he's a guy that he can learn to be a glue guy because, you know, if Briscoe comes back, he's going to be the leader again. Winyon Gabriel, a guy who needs to be more vocal. They have to learn. And it's something that, Isaac Humphreys, if he comes back also, he's going to be a glue guy because you're getting some serious people in the paint. And hopefully Muhammad Bamba comes to Kentucky, because if that guy comes, holy cow, what a player he is. So guys will have to adjust their roles like every season that comes around.
Now, with a couple other guests this week, I've specifically asked about certain decisions that guys still have to make, and I want to take a bit of a different angle with it with you. In the past, it seems like not long after the NCAA tournament, Cal kind of calls these team press conferences for them to all make their decisions known. And I was just wondering, I mean, I know he's in Phoenix this weekend to see Derek Willis play in a senior game. Are we expecting the decisions to be announced probably next week then?
Well, I think they will be soon, just because you want to get your mind right, and you have a great teacher in John Calipari to say, look, we need to talk. Yeah, De'Aaron, you don't need to come back. Malik, you don't need to come back. Bam, your best basketball is still ahead of you. You don't need to come back. I think those are givens, certainly. And if they happen all at once, like they have in the past, kind of, you can see that happening. If it doesn't, you know, everybody has their own timeline, but you have someone with John Calipari who, man, this is what his, that 30th trip around the block. He can drive this thing blindfolded, and I'm sure there's a huge trust factor with those three guys and anybody else that wants to go to the draft, that Cal will give them the utmost honesty and tell them what they need to do.
It'll be definitely something that Big Blue Nation is waiting in anticipation to hear who all will be heading out. Moving on to the actual whole NCAA tournament, strange Final Four this year. You got two first-timers in Gonzaga and South Carolina. Oregon hasn't been there since 1939, and then North Carolina, who seemingly is there quite often. I think they have maybe the most Final Fours of any team in history. So, any thoughts on just how the whole thing has turned out to this point?
Yeah, it has been one for the books. There's no doubt about that. I would love to know if someone in America had this Final Four on a bracket. You know, you'd think somebody in Columbia, South Carolina, a homer, had South Carolina going all the way. You kind of figure that would happen at Oregon. You can see Gonzaga being a one seed, people having them in Carolina. I don't know how many people ever thought that South Carolina is the one team out of this whole thing that you look at and say, how in the heck did they do this? Oregon, it's a pretty darn good ball club. I mean, I know they lost a shot blocker, and the name doesn't reek of basketball. But, you know, Gonzaga did not sound like much of a team either when they first made their appearances known back-to-back-to-back years. And so you have to start somewhere, and you know, if you win the first one, you might as well try to win this one if you're Oregon. But, man, it's been a joy to watch. And they just flat out out-hustled Kansas and outplayed them in that region final, did the Ducks.
Yeah, I'm with you. South Carolina has utterly bewildered me about how they are in this position. A team that had finished the year losing five of their last seven, including two in a row, before they step into the NCAA tournament. And then they've just been on a tear ever since. Been really interesting to watch. Something definitely to pay attention to this weekend is how they'll fare against Gonzaga. But as a whole, the SEC had a pretty great tournament. I mean, three Elite Eight teams. You only had Arkansas moved on, almost upset North Carolina. Vanderbilt should have moved on, but were, I guess, just inexplicably thrown out by one of their own players and lost to Northwestern. But overall, I think it really had to be a great tournament and a lasting impression for the SEC after they had been nothing but criticized all year long this year and for the last few years.
Exactly. You hit that right on the head. You know, everybody looks at Kentucky for the SEC. Okay, they're a given. They're going to be the number one team in the conference. Who else do you have? And, yeah, with South Carolina validating the SEC, Florida making a large run, it did kind of put a little salve over the wounds that the critics had been giving the SEC all year. Like, oh, yeah, where's the ACC again? I forgot. Where'd they go off to? No one knows. So I think it really did validate the Southeastern Conference. And I'm tickled to death for South Carolina because I'm a big Frank Martin fan. I liked him when he was at Kansas State. I like his attitude, that hard-nosed, no-nonsense. It's going to be it kind of reeks of Bobby Knight a little bit, only not nearly as maybe sadistic at times, but as you know, reports came out over the years. But I love Frank Martin. I think he's done a heck of a job. And, you know, if you're going to play one of the two teams in the one of the other three teams in the Final Four, you want it to be Gonzaga because they match up with Carolina a little bit better than North Carolina or Oregon.
Well, I would say that the networks are probably hoping for a Gonzaga-North Carolina championship as well, just seemingly like these last few games might have some questions as far as what the viewerships will look like in the national championships, but that'll be a side story for those TV people to be keeping an eye on. Now, I want to move over to a sport that baseball is right up your alley. You played at Morehead State, and before we get to Kentucky's baseball team, at your alma mater, at Morehead State, they just had a new basketball coach hired and kind of closed the book on the whole Sean Woods black eye by hiring Preston Spradlin. I saw you tweeted, I believe, that you have known him for a really long time, so I expect that you probably expect big things from him there, right?
I do, because everything he's ever touched has turned to gold. He has made the right moves. He said no to the wrong moves. He has been patient. And that's very tough to do for a kid who graduated in the mid-2000s. I mean, he just turned 30 years old. And for someone of his maturity, he is a slam-dunk human being, first off. That's the big thing. Yes, you get paid to win games, and he's going to do it the right way. There won't be any controversy surrounding Preston Spradlin. Now, granted, the players, they need to live up to that type of expectation that he has as a human being. Because let's be honest, the last 8 years or so, 7 years, there's kind of been a cloud hanging over Morehead State ever since DeMonte Harper hit the shot to beat Louisville. And then Donnie Tindall made his way out of Morehead. And then you heard, well, Morehead had some recruiting violations there. They, you know, got put on some sort of probation or something. You know, it's like, and then the Donnie Tindall thing explodes when he's at Southern Miss and Tennessee, and that just, and it always came back to Morehead a little bit, I thought. And then Sean Woods kind of had his moment. So now you've got a guy in here who is impeccable in so many ways. Now he's got to win. I've known him. I covered him in high school. I covered him when he played at Alice Lloyd College. He was on the UK staff in 2012 when they won the national title. And he got rave reviews from everybody on the UK staff, from Mitch Barnhart to Calipari to Kenny Payne to John Rovick. People in between, they all love him.
Well, there's so many reasons for people to be able to cheer for the team. You know, he's a, like you said, formerly on UK staff. Coach Calipari tweeted out his congratulations, but also a Kentucky guy. So really hope that he's successful there, and hope that people get up behind that Morehead State basketball team, and they make their way back into the tournament very soon. Like I said, I want to talk about the UK baseball team. They've been one of the hottest teams in the country, now sitting at 19-6, I believe, and have made their way into the rankings. Now, I don't feel like Gary Henderson by any means left the cupboard bare when Nick Mangione was hired, but do you feel like that Nick Mangione has still had to overcome some low expectations for this team to get them to where they are right now?
Oh, no doubt. We are near the halfway point of the year. They played 26 games. They've got 30 to go, regular season games. I think if you had to poll the entire country, in my opinion, and said, who's the coach of the year at the midway point? I think if it's not Nick Mangione, almost unanimously, there's a serious issue. The cupboard wasn't totally bare, but there was a lot of bad spots. You know, you lost every single start of your SEC rotation. You had to transfer your bullpen to your starting rotation. Your All-American candidate, Evan White, he's missed probably half of the season with a hamstring injury. And so now you're pulling up, you know, you go, say, Connor Heady, you're batting ninth for us. You're coming into this year with an average of 188 career. You're hitting 294 and leading the team in home runs. How'd that happen? Marcus Carson, you had a career 41 hits coming into this year. You already have 38 on the season, leading the team with a 362 average. How's that happen? Who is this guy? There are so many unknowns to people outside of the program that when you go and watch, it's like, man, all this was here the whole time. And it deals with an attitude. It deals with an energy. You know, you can have a great sports car that races at 200 miles an hour, but if you don't have the proper fuel, if you don't have the proper engine, if you don't have the right tires, it's going nowhere. And I think that's what happened last year with this team. You had the pieces, but morale was terrible. And it has certainly picked up this year in a huge way.
Well, I know that he's getting it done with not just returning players, but some freshmen have been really good as well. Sean Jelly, I think, is just a sophomore, and he's been great, the big 6'11 or 7-foot starting pitcher. They had a true freshman pitcher, I believe, who's also been making waves. And then I saw a freshman the other night who came on and got his first hit, was a grand slam. So it sounds like everything is just firing for that baseball team.
They are. T.J. Collette hit the pinch hit grand slam. He's a freshman out of Terre Haute, Indiana, same place that A.J. Reed came from. And he and A.J. are pretty tight guys. And you talk about country strong. T.J. Collette was hitting shots in batting practice. And I know it was batting practice, but he was off of a machine coming in pretty good. He hit cars in the parking lot between the right field wall and the outdoor Nutter complex, the old football complex. I haven't seen balls trampoline off the bat like that in a long time, man. This guy is just a beast, and he's going to be around for a little while, which is great. He just had a serious knee injury, so he's coming back off of that, which is wonderful news. But they have so many guys that you just don't know. You didn't know it was in them because they weren't given that opportunity. And when someone is given that opportunity and they make the most of it, it builds confidence. And I know that word gets used a lot, confidence. But, man, if you watch these guys, they are playing like a bunch of wild savages. They run the bases. They've cut down on their strikeouts. They had 417 strikeouts a year ago. Midway point of the season, they're at 125 as a team offensively. They've chopped those down by two-thirds. They have sacrificed guys over. They've bunted the ball. They've stolen bases. Last year, I think they had 56 stolen bases on the whole season. They've got 35 already. I mean, it's just amazing to watch the excitement that's on that diamond.
I think they've definitely been the feel-good story so far this year, and hopefully they can be even more than that and continue with the success that they have. Really appreciate your time today. Want to get one last question for you. Who is your national champion? Do you have anyone that you think will end up winning instead of North Carolina?
Well, if you're a betting man, betting woman, you put your money on Carolina just because. But my heart wants South Carolina to win that national title. They hadn't had an NCAA tournament win in, 44 years up until this year. And you beat Duke and you beat Florida and you beat teams that people gave you no shot at. So I'm going to put my heart money, my house money on South Carolina to win it all just because I want them to.
Well, it would be just absolutely insane if they were able to go on and finish that the first time for a lot of these games and they just continue to make waves. So probably not a crazy pick with that one. But
hey, if Villanova and NC State could do it years ago, why not South Carolina?
Absolutely. Well, great stuff with you as always, Brian. Really appreciate you taking the time to be on with us, and we'll talk to you in the future.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, that was Brian Milam with WKYT. Always really enjoy having him on. Gives us plenty of great stuff. Stick with us. We're about to go to break. When we come back, some UK football news that we need to talk about as the team is still in spring practice. And we'll talk about that and more when we return right here on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Road J Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. I'm Action Jackson Reams, the usual co-host and producer of this show, but filling in for Greg Horn, who is out of the office today, in here with my father, Rick Reams, who's a little sickly today, so you'll have to forgive his hoarse voice that he has mentioned early in the show. Just had a fantastic interview with Brian Milam of WKYT, a guy who is definitely in the correct profession. And if you missed that, really want you to encourage you to keep an eye out for our podcasts. Now, today's podcast probably won't be posted until tomorrow morning. I have a kickball game to attend right after the show. But if you missed it, make sure you check out 1250sportstalk.com or simply follow us on Facebook and Twitter at 1250 Sports Talk, and I will make sure to get that link out to you as soon as I get it uploaded. Like I said, likely tomorrow morning. Want to thank our sponsor of the day, that is McGee's Bakery here in Lexington. They offer some really scrumptious breakfast options. I'm much into their donuts, for one. Also know that they do lunches, and my dad's had lunch there. He said that was really good as well. So go check them out. They've been around for 60-plus years, and so you know they're doing it right. Thank them for being a sponsor of 1250 Sports Talk. We got some football stuff to talk about. It is spring football practice, and there has been some news. We'll start with some recruiting news. 3/4-star Ohio linebacker and defensive end Alex Riegelsberger committed to Kentucky, I believe, during the basketball season. He has now today taken to Twitter to let people know he is going to enroll early at Kentucky after his senior season of football wraps up. He will enroll at Kentucky in the winter. That's a big-time win for the Cats, just because he's a guy who could have gotten even bigger offers along the way. West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Pittsburgh had already offered the kid, but Bama, Ohio State, Florida State, among others, have shown interest. And so always a big-time thing for Kentucky, especially, to lock down players who have the potential to break out, get them to come to school early, and hey, he may be able to make an impact even quicker by being in school earlier on in the year.
It never hurts to have those kids come in early and get some practice under their belt. And, you know, Jackson, college football game is so much different than high school. Just the speed of it, the nomenclature and different things. I think it's so good for these kids to be able to get here early and do that. My only question would be, He's not coming in until after his senior year, which is next year. So there's still a possibility that other teams can come after him. But like you said, I think it's a good sign that he wants to enroll early. And, you know, we'll take all the ones we can get. If we can just keep on getting kids out of Ohio, I think that's just a hotbed of recruiting that for some reason, Joker Phillips never went up that way. And I still don't understand why that is. Maybe he didn't think he had a guy up there that could do it. But, you know, Vince Morrow's from up in that area. Stoops is from up in that area. And it's just, it's been a great pipeline for us. And if we can get a kid that, you know, Ohio State's looking at, that's pretty impressive in football.
Well, I'm always for pointing blame at Joker Phillips, but to be fair, I don't think really anyone had taken advantage of that Ohio pipeline like Mark Stoops, had they?
Well, you have to go back far to it. We had an Ohio-Pennsylvania pipeline with both Frank Hersey, Jerry Claiborne. I think we started shifting towards the South when Bill Curry came in, and then I think Rich Brooks, who did a great job recruiting, you know, Georgia and different things like that. I just don't think, with Brooks not being from around here, I think he just kind of went where we had been going before. But I know there were people like Jeff Bacoro, who calls the UK football games, who just begged Joker to go up in that area because Jeff lives in Cincinnati and sees the talents up there. And you know, it's like any other sport. Ohio State can't give every kid up there a scholarship, so we might as well go. But again, that's water under the bridge. But hey, this kid sounds like he's the real deal. He even says that be ready for the spring game to bring in some big commits and big recruits. So the thing I like about it is we're having another group of people that are doing recruiting for us, like Drew Barker did, Cash Daniels, all that you see. And that's really important for kids reaching out to do that, because there is dead times when coaches can't do that.
Absolutely. And that spring game will be Friday, April 14th. It's a night game this year at 7:30, so that should be really interesting. Normally, I believe those are free to attend as well. So if you want to check that out, definitely would encourage you to. Last note before we wrap up the segment here, and this will be something that I know you'll be very happy about, because one of the things I remember you being so frustrated with last football season was the punting. And I think a lot of people out there were. Well, they brought in Dean Hood now to be the new special teams coach and got a Australian punter that has committed to Kentucky. He is going to be a graduate transfer from Columbia named Matthew Panton. Averaged 40 plus yards per punt last year. Kentucky averaged only 38.3. Gives a little competition to sophomore Grant McInnes, who was the starting punter last year. And I'm right there, if you are going to be as relieved to hear this as I think you are, I'm right there with you. I thought Kentucky's punting was just atrocious last year.
It absolutely destroyed us in games. We just could not turn the field on people. And as I told you earlier, Jackson, you were saying you'd heard the same thing. This guy's specialty is knocking the ball down inside the 20-10-yard line, which puts the, you know, it flips the field. It puts the offense then in a rough situation. Let's say this. He's from Columbia University, which is a Ivy League school. So I think he may know the physics of punting and everything else better than a lot of us. But, you know, I think I just think competition's a good thing. And who knows, because I know when Grant McInnes came in, they were talking about him. He was all-world punter, kicker. He could just kick the ball 100 yards, not really. But, I mean, that's the things you heard about him. So maybe this will spur him on.
And I was thinking about the fact that he was coming from an Ivy League school also. But besides the people running at you to try to block it, just the sheer speed, I feel like punting is still punting, though, you know, regardless of where you go. And so him coming in, being able to average more yards per punt than Kentucky as a team averaged last year should really help the Cats. Well, that's going to do it for this third segment of the show. When we come back, we've got some outlier subjects to talk about. We got some NBA notes. There were a couple of things by the AP poll, or the AP, released today that we can discuss and more. When you come back, Action Jackson Reams, my dad Rick Reams, right here on Sports Talk, AM 1250 WLRT.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk, final segment of the day. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Had a great show with Brian Milam from WKYT in our second segment. Make sure you keep your eye out for that podcast. Should be posted tomorrow morning. And then want to thank McGee's Bakery for being our sponsor of the day. Just great food over there is all you can really say about it, and would encourage you to go check them out and let them know you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk. Here with my dad, Rick Reams, and we've been talking a bunch of different stuff today, but there's a little bit of breaking news. The AP has released their Player of the Year and their Coach of the Year, and just want to see if you agree with those picks. Frank Mason from Kansas wins the AP's Player of the Year, and Mark Few of Gonzaga wins the Coach of the Year. Few finally made it to his first Final Four. Still, the question remains of whether he'll make it any farther than that. And Frank Mason's team, he had a great year, but they got knocked out in the Elite Eight by Oregon. Do you agree with both of those awards that the AP gave out?
I am going to say the reason I don't agree with them, I don't think they should be given out yet. I think you need to wait and see what happened. I'm not saying that the player of the year has to be from a team that wins at all, but I think by the end of the season and then the end of the tournament, you get a better overall view of that. I mean, let's be honest, Frank Martin could be coach of the year just because of what he's done in the NCAA tournament. Now, they'll tell you, well, it includes all year, and I understand that, but when do you want to be at your best? In March, right? That's what you go for. So Frank Mason went, yeah, he's a great player. Are there other players out there that deserved it? I think so. But, you know, the year he had, the year his team had, I think, he could win that. But again, I would like to see them wait until after the championship game, and just see what happens with that. But, again, I know that they will say that shouldn't factor into it. I really have no problem with either of them winning it. I think Mark Few did a good job. Frank Mason had a great year. So we'll just say, okay, they're the player of the year and the coach of the year.
So you have the argument that is very similar in football that I saw last year about Heisman Trophy needing to be waiting until after the season, or until the full season was completed. Always have wondered why they decided to give out those awards before postseason is done, but I couldn't tell you why. I guess maybe they just want to do it in different intervals, and they do it when they've always done it kind of thing. Maybe it has to do with it as well. I want to move over to the NBA because some UK guys have had some big-time nights recently. Last night you had the Pelicans defeating the Mavericks 121-118. Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins having huge nights. Believe this was Boogie's second game back maybe from injury. He had recently missed three games with an ankle injury. Davis led the way with 30 points, 13 rebounds. Boogie added in 29 points, 16 rebounds, and 6 assists. And then Nerlens Noel got the start for the Mavericks. He seems like he's been a pretty good addition for them, and they seem to be happy with him. He had 7 points and 6 rebounds. Anthony Davis, though, on quite the tear. He's the first player to have 30 points and 13 rebounds in 4 straight games since Shaquille O'Neal did it in April of 2000. doesn't look like they're going to make the playoffs this year. They're about 5.5 games out of that last playoff spot, and most of those teams probably aren't going to be able to make up 5.5 games in the short amount of time they have left. But you have to think there's a bright future with those two guys together in New Orleans.
I just hope they'll stay together. I don't know if Boogie, if he can leave after this year or what his contract's like, but seems like he's found a home there. Seems like he enjoys playing with Anthony Davis. Seems like every game I see him get 3 or 4 assists to Davis. And, you know, Anthony Davis is just – I'm not even going to call him a man-child anymore. He's a man. I can't believe how different his body is since he played at UK. And just, he does everything just like he did for UK. So I'm really impressed with him. And Jackson, don't forget that John Wall had 41.7 rebounds and 8 assists, although the Wizards lost to the Clippers. But still, he's having just a phenomenal year. He destroyed Kyrie Irving. I don't know if it was last week or when it was, but he has just been playing great. And, you know, it's so fun to see these UK guys. You know me, I'm not a huge NBA person at all, but I enjoy seeing these guys. Willie Cauley-Stein, you know, since Boogie left Sacramento, he's really doing well out there. And Scalabissiere, who in the world would have thought that, you know, I never thought he'd get out of the D League this year. He's playing some really good minutes out there. I'm impressed with our guys, Carl Anthony Towns. You've got really too many to mention. So we're just going to keep it going, and we'll have some coming in next year, see how they do in their rookie season. But I'm impressed with them.
Well, you beat me to the punch on those Washington Wizards. I really, if I had to choose an NBA team to support, that would be the team I would support. And John Wall, like you said, has just been amazing for them. I think I saw a stat today that he has the best plus-minus ratio of any player in the league, just to show how important he is when he's on the floor as compared when he's not. And his Washington Wizards are only 2 games out of first place in the East behind the Cavs and the Celtics, who are tied right now. They're 46-29. And before they lost that game in Los Angeles last night, they had won 4 in a row. So I think there's still some really good things for them, and we'll see what playoff time ends up looking like for those Washington Wizards. We're right at the edge of the hour, but I do want to mention, just in passing, Russell Westbrook, just an insane stat line last night. Dude had 57 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. Enes Kanter in that same game, 17 points, 10 rebounds in 20 minutes off the bench. Thank everyone for joining us today. Like I said, Greg Horn was out, but he will be back tomorrow. And it'll be my last show before I leave the States. I'll be out all week next week. So expect to hear Rick Reams a couple of more times next week. We will see. He's out of town too. So we'll see what Greg will have in store for us. Join us tomorrow with John Clay of the Herald Leader. We'll be back with you on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.